to Let's Talk, the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, just a few days ago, it was reported that the world population reached 8 billion. It was widely reported the day the 8 billionth person was born, yet we don't even know who the baby is who took us over that milestone. This is a good reminder that there are a lot of babies born every day whose names we don't know, whose lives are unknown to most, who were not anticipated ahead of time, and who over time will be forgotten by most. But there is one baby born over 2,000 years ago whose name and life will never be forgotten. It was a birth like none other. It's the birth of this baby that the Christian community celebrates every year because he was born at just the right moment in time to fulfill God's eternal purposes. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5 say this, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children." Isn't it amazing to consider that God sent his very own son at a specific moment in time, not on a whim, but at just the right moment in time? Now, this baby's birth was prophesied clearly in the Old Testament and should have been anticipated. From the book of Isaiah, we have these familiar words that are often read this time of year. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." There's no doubt that this is looking forward to the birth of the Messiah. We're even told in the little book of Micah in chapter 5, verse 2, where this child would be born. "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." These are only two examples of many verses in the Old Testament that point to the much anticipated birth of the child who would be known as Emmanuel, God with us, a birth that would be like none other. In view of the many Old Testament passages pointing to the birth of Jesus, it seems rather remarkable that there were so few people who actually recognized the Messiah when he arrived on the scene. In fact, it's a very short list of names of those who anticipated this baby and knew in advance that this would be no common birth. Mary and Joseph, of course, clearly Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, understood, and incredibly, even her child, John the Baptist. And then there was Simeon and Anna. So there were just a few who recognized this baby to be the fulfillment of those Old Testament prophecies, God's son sent at just the right time, and that this was a birth unlike any other. Of course, there were others who learned of his birth, but after the fact. We can't overlook this baby's amazing birth announcement made to the shepherds as they were just going about their business taking care of sheep. Our Bibles tell us that an angel appeared to them, and the sky lit up with what is referred to as a heavenly host, praising God and announcing the Savior's birth. Surely no other child has ever had such a pronouncement. We have to conclude that there's never been any other birth like that of Jesus. Prophesied in the Old Testament, anticipated by a few waiting expectantly for his arrival, and then followed by a celestial announcement to a group of humble shepherds. But even more than that, his coming changed everything. As Frederick Buechner said, "The birth of the child into the darkness of the world made possible not just a new way of understanding life, but a new way of living it." Here was the only begotten Son of God, sent by his Father at just the right moment in time to change everything for mankind. The familiar Christmas carol, "O Come All Ye Faithful," has a verse that we don't often sing, but one that clearly expresses what made the birth of Jesus so remarkable. The lyrics of that verse go like this: True God from true God, light from light eternal, born of a virgin, a mortal, he comes, very God, begotten, not created. And what is our proper response? Just exactly what's expressed in the chorus of this same Christmas carol. Oh, come, let us adore him. Let's take this opportunity to consider the wonder of what God has done by sending his only begotten son as a baby at just the right moment in time to change everything for those who will trust him to buy their freedom. Let's respond to this birth like none other. Oh, come, let us adore him. Let's pray. Lord, how can we ever praise or thank you enough for what you did when you sent your only begotten son, Jesus, born of a virgin? Thank you that his birth really is like none other. And thank you that he truly changes everything. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, come what may, Jesus changes everything.